guitar before?
なんだそれ。
タイムマシンだよ。
ありがとう。
試さないの？
あ、早く育てよ、少年。
これね、ピッポ、パ。
私怖いもんなんかねえずら。
来た。Okay.
Alright.
Here we go. Hello and welcome to Time Babble, where my colleague and I babble about films. More specifically, time travel films, or films that generally mess about with the concept of time.
Or freaking bonkers.
The films will be a heady mix of highbrow and lowbrow, but the chat will probably end up heavily weighted towards lowbrow. This week, we are screaming about the unhinged wonder that is The Adventures of Denshu Kozu, also known as The Adventures of Electric Rod Boy, directed by Shinya Sakamoto. Most of you will know from Tetsuo the Iron Man. No, not that Iron Man. In fact, this film predates Tetsuo by 2 years. Denshu Kozu was originally a theatre piece. However, not wanting to waste all the props he had created, Sakamoto decided to turn it into a film version afterwards. I have no idea if the theatre version was the same story as the film version. In fact, at this point, I usually put in a brief, yet amusing, breakdown of the film. And I don't think you'd believe me if I tried to write this particular film up.
No.
I will throw some random words and phrases at you instead. Evil Dead on Acid. Goth Vampires. The Power of Your Rod. Adam Jr. versus Adam Special. Super Darkening Weapon. Cyberpunk Eve. Poppy Piss. What's on the end of the stick, Denshu? The film was shot on 8mm film, so this is about the opposite to a modern high-definition movie as you can get. Yet, there's more creativity and left-field genius in these 45 minutes than most bloated three-hour blockbusters. If you like your films so off-kilter, you're genuinely not sure what your eyes have just seen, then oh boy, do we have the film for you. Sakamoto has been making films since he was a teenager in 1974. He's still acting and directing with no signs of letting up.
I think I find it's 46 minutes long.
After all that.
I think that's your best intro ever.
I
really do, honestly.
I genuinely thought, oh, I'll just do the normal thing. And it's like, I can't.
No, you can't. No.
I can't. It defies writing up.
What's this film about, Andrew? This week, what's it about?
It's about cyberpunk puppy piss.
I was going to say about cyberpunk. I've not heard that phrase for a long time.
No, I'd forgotten about it. I was looking it up while I was back in my head.
Like, oh, gosh, yeah, of course.
That was a big
that
thing,
was a
wasn't
thing.
It?
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah. That was going to be the future of everything.
There's something about cyberpunk I like. What's that, Victoriana?
Maltesers?
But definitely.
Steampunk.
Steampunk, yeah, steampunk.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cyberpunk's way, way better than steampunk.
Well, steampunk's all Victorian light, and it's nice.
Yeah.
If this is an example of cyberpunk, then, you know, 46 minutes is about all you can take, really, without needing some sort of injection.
Yeah. Of metal and wires.
Inserted wherever you want to insert them.
That's right.
But just insert them.
Yeah. Sometimes you can choose, sometimes you don't get a choice.
No.
No.
But they're going in.
They're going in whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know quite how to tackle this, but I did really love it. Honestly, I think it's great. I'm a big fan of Tetsuo and Body Hammer.
Yeah, Tetsuo 2, yeah.
That's right, Tetsuo 2.
It's a long time since I've seen those, so my brain wasn't fully ready for what I was about to watch with this as well.
She has an actor as well, is Kei Fujiwara, who plays Eve.
All right, okay. And he's in most of his films as well, yes. So he is in there. I can't remember who he is in this one.
Isn't he Hakiri?
Oh, should we
look that up? Should we care? It doesn't matter.
Let's not care.
Let's not care. Let's decide not to care.
Yeah.
There was a lot of vibes I was getting from different parts of this. Some points I got Alien. Some points I got Mr. Vampire.
Yes.
If only time traveled.
We could just do it anyway.
Yeah.
We could just insert a comment about time travel. When we run out, that's what we'll do. We'll just add.
When we run out, yeah.
Yeah, which we won't.
Which we won't. Brilliantly, he travels 25 years into the future.
Fantastic. Yeah, meanwhile. Yeah.
Unsurprisingly, there's Hiroshima vibes going on. Yes. There's melting faces. There's huge bright globe light bursts and dark clouds and apocalyptic.
That sky is amazing.
The sky is amazing.
And those effects.
Particularly the light globe parts. And there's a bit where a random soldier shoots at someone and there's sparkly gunshots or something. And it just looks great. And what's weird is... Everything about it is weird.
There's nothing not weird about it,
which is brilliant.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like some of the effects are just so seamless within this frenetic
craziness
of editing and very little of the film is kind of in normal time.
No.
Cutting. It's an animation, the majority of it, actually, isn't it?
There was that time period, obviously Lynch was doing this as well. Yeah. People like Jarman was doing this.
Yeah.
And it's what led to Michel Gondry and his stuff.
Yeah.
I got massive Gondry vibes from this. Sure. This was kind of, isn't it so weird to think about it now in a HD high definition world? This felt like this was where film was going.
Yeah.
And just this cut up mishmash effects that didn't make sense but made perfect sense and were just beautiful, surreal things. Mm. And that lasted so briefly in reality, that time period. Really? But there's these just undescribable things that are just...
Undescribable, I think it's best for that, yeah.
You couldn't do this in a digital age because everything's smooth.
I don't know about that. I think people are doing that. Yeah. We're definitely not seeing that in the mainstream, but then this was never mainstream, for sure.
Oh, God, no. Well, this was like straight out of college. This was his first film,
was it? Like, not first film, but, you know, first sort of...
After student films... This was his first attempt at films, and it's 2 years, I think, before Iron Man. Yeah. Oh, what would have been brilliant is if the Marvel people had got him to direct that Iron Man.
Oh, there we go.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. Imagine a Marvel cinematic universe that was Cronenberg, Sakamoto, Lynch, all those people. Jodorowsky. Could you imagine?
Yes, I can. Turns out I can.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's a beautiful world we're in. Do you like Marvel films? Yes, I do.
There's only six of us on the planet who like them, but yeah.
Yeah, I really like them. Time!
Yeah! What is it good for? Not much, really.
My notes this week tended to be kind of more like quotes that people say.
Yeah.
And random words with exclamation marks at the end. I've written very little.
I think I've just basically written WTF on every page.
Yeah.
In fact, there's only three pages.
Which means, why try?
Why try, fail.
Fail, yeah. Okay, yeah, exclamation mark.
Sorry, why try, fail.
Yeah. Oh, there's a space. You've got the space.
I always forget the space.
And go through a few of these wonderful moments.
Yeah, okay.
They go past so fast. You need to go back and re-watch some of it, which is what I did. Did I see what I thought I just saw?
Yeah.
But then also, it's, okay, well, that doesn't make sense in some way. I see what he's doing, if you see what I mean.
Yes. You're watching somebody learning their craft.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And putting it out there, and it's not, and learning their craft.
It's unapologetic as well. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's frantic.
Frenetic.
But it just disappears in the blink of an eye. Yeah. I mean, your eyes are clockwork orange, open, popped back while you're watching it because you don't want to actually miss anything and yet sometimes you don't want to look at the screen.
Yeah, so for example, Ikari with his light pole up his back.
Yeah.
When he goes forward in time, 25 years,
he
meets Miss Sariba, who is 25 years older, Momoko, who is his school friend from the very beginning.
Yeah. Oh, insane.
And she says, oh, I'm going to add a light to your telegraph pole that's sticking out of your back.
Yeah.
You know what? The main thread in this film is that at no point do you ever get an explanation, anywhere near an explanation of why he's got an electric bowl up his back.
No.
None.
No, no, no.
You get time travel, what the vampire's doing, what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's a given.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful.
Well, and then when somebody else appears with a pearl on their back, we think, oh, well, we're going to get a backstory now.
No. But 25 years older Momoko gives him the light and then plugs him in.
Yeah.
And it's a bit unclear where she plugs him in.
Yes.
Luckily, later on, you see he does go into an electrical outlet.
Yeah.
Because you can never tell with this film.
No, but I loved during that scene when she puts that on and puts it in, every time it flashes, he's going, ow, ow,
yeah,
ow, in the background when the light goes on. It's beautiful.
He's a very sad character. He's crying a lot of the time.
Apologising, sorry for overkilling you, sorry for knocking you out. Yeah. Whatever. In fact, whatever I've yet to do, I'm sorry, or whatever that when he lands.
That?
I'm really sorry about this. I don't know what I've done or why I'm here. Sorry. I'm just a British character.
I just had a beautiful thought.
Oh, gosh.
Is this what Benny Hill was trying to do?
With the speeded up stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the Marvel Universe is a long way off.
Yeah.
Oh, if only Benny had made that call. Oh, man. Cyberpunk Benny Hill.
Parts of this film are as dodgy as Benny Hill's stuff.
Yeah, probably dodgier, to be fair.
Yeah, could be well dodgier. Yeah. So maybe there's a edit.
What with that music over the
top?
That's right. If only somebody was really good at editing stuff together.
No, we're around here.
Okie dokie. Time!
What is it good for? Mysteries and dreams.
Listen to me!
Benny Hill Cyberpunk.
Benny Hill Cyberpunk. I mean, he's the fastest robotic milk cart in the West.
In the East.
In the East. So he's All right. I think I'm fine. It's the East.
It's the East. Hey, 45 minutes, 46 minutes.
You've got me. Fair enough.
Now my brain's just thinking that music could go on the Denshu film, but then the Denshu music could go over Benny Hill.
There we go.
The relentless screaming and
grinding.
Scratching. Yeah.
It's
just industrial noise, isn't it? A lot of it.
Yeah, it is. It's proto guar, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the punks are quite. They're more new romantic, I suppose, than guarish. The goth vampires.
The vampires. Well, yeah, it's Eve that turns into a more of a cyberpunk
guar
robot.
Yeah.
There's a really lovely scene of severed head basketball.
Oh, boring.
But again, goes so far so quick.
What just happened?
Yeah.
And then the head's back on, it's fine. There's a lot of physical comedy and there's a lot of it's genuinely funny.
Yeah. There's a training montage. Beautiful training montage.
Cute training montage, right.
It's the one bit that I understand what's going on.
Yeah, we know it's training montages. But the comedy moments, and it's repeated when he just hits people with a pole on their heads, and the boink noise is just beautiful. And
insert
that very first
noise
very,
here.
Hopefully.
Not hopefully, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but that first scene is just literally Three Stooges.
Yeah, it is.
Those three kids are chasing him. And he just accidentally sort of takes them out with the boink. And then Momoko.
Momo at that point scares him away, yeah.
I wasn't sure at that point, was it him that freaks them out, or was
it
her appearing?
No, I think it's her that comes to save him. Because that's what she does later
on. Her presence freaks them out. Yes. There's that wonderful bit where she's dying and he accidentally hits her on the head with the
pole. He does do that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Although she is wearing a book with her photographic history.
I'm going to do one of those. I'm going to carry one of those in my head all the time.
I've got one on there.
I didn't wonder what that was, but I was too polite to ask. Yeah.
That would be your undoing.
It will be my undoing. That was too polite to ask. I haven't even mentioned the pole sticking out your back.
That's right, yeah. Talking about vibes, there's Back to the Future vibes with the hoverboards.
Yeah. Yeah, because at first I thought, they're on wheels. And it's like,
No, they're not.
Nope.
Very much
not. On wheels.
We can't afford wheels where we're going.
Get your tin trays out. Super darkening weapon, Adam Jr., Adam Special.
Now is the time to show the power of your rod.
Yes.
I mean, do we Freud much? That's what this film should be called.
Tell me about your rod. Yeah.
Clearly he's been reading Ballard's Crash as well.
Of course, yeah. But then I suppose that influenced a lot of that earlier stuff anyway, didn't it, of his? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that man machine kind of, Akira came out of all that stuff as well.
Some of his stuff is very Akira-like.
Yes, true.
With that motorcycles.
That two different aspects kind of resulting in the same kind of...
It's set underneath a flyover in West London. Obs.
Can you even sum up a plot for this?
It doesn't matter. I don't think you have to.
No, true.
I don't think it needs it. I don't think that's the point either. Because it is punk, isn't it? It's film punk.
Yes. It's cut up. It's, yeah.
Oh, the cut up thing again. It's like you going back to Burroughs and things like that. You know, there's this lineage, definitely. Yeah. Whether or not he knew that, he probably did. But it's there, you know, the ability to, or willingness to just play with form and just have a laugh.
Yeah, but there is also that kind of thing, isn't that theory about ideas like that, the Burroughs and the cut-up thing about, while that idea is happening in one part of the planet, that same idea is separately happening elsewhere because of society, blah, 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 influences and things. Those two things weirdly can happen at the same time in different places. So I doubt there's not an influence there, but it fits perfectly.
I agree. I totally agree.
As a linear film, this would probably be hard to watch, and just as in bad.
Is it, though? I think in its form, it is linear. It is an experimental film, but not in the sense of its narrative.
No, if it's a dialogue-heavy film...
dialogue-heavy.
As most kind of first films are, because people don't know how to do that kind of crazy editing, so you'll get long talky pieces, you'll get those set pieces, you'll get stuff that happens in there, but just the way that this is, nothing static for a second.
It's a very antithesis to shot reverse shot.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I'm not even bothering with that. And then
no, yeah, it's the opposite of a one-take film, isn't it? But yeah, it feels...
No, maybe not. I don't know.
It just... Poof, grabs you and drags you through the whole thing, whether you want to or not.
What you're saying, it's got pace.
Yeah.
Pacey.
Oh my God, yeah. The only let up is the sad, almost dying scene, and that's got a comedy boink in it.
Yeah, it has. As all dying scenes should have.
Yeah.
There's that famous dying scene in Amour. There's two old people who've got dementia in Germany.
Boing.
And there's that scene in...
Philadelphia,
yeah.
Boink. The whole film's a Love Story.
Love Story, God. You leave that alone.
Okay, sorry.
You leave that alone.
Taking it too far. Found the button.
I didn't thought we'd be talking about Love Story with this film. But yeah, here we are. Yeah.
And it is a love story, which is quite cool.
He's being Momo through the future. He takes a while to recognise that, though. It's the same
action. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. We've all kind of gone, I'm pretty sure that's... He's got quite a lot going on, to be fair, though.
Yes, that's true.
He's quite a busy boy.
Yeah, he's a busy boy. There are slower bits, though, where they go through the house as well, their vampire house.
Oh, yes.
The colour's a bit brighter.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
And the time machine stuff itself, that's incredible.
Oh, the metallic the rose.
Just comes at you like a living evil dead and then just... Poof.
Yeah. I mean, Twin Peaks Series 3, right?
Yeah.
It's like it's mirrored back, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
I'm not going to say, you know, because Lynch steals some things. We recognise
everybody that. Steals, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, God, I've got my clothes. It's always full of stuff that I've
I can see all those objets d'art that you've got behind
you. Oh, God, you love me an objet d'art.
You do love your objet d'art.
Who's paying money for that? No.
No.
Deep pockets and a quick hand. That's interesting because he's stealing from those early Lynch, the alphabet and all that kind of stuff in a way. That editing and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, the grandmother.
Grandmother.
Yeah, all his animations,
Which, again, as you said, this is animation, basically.
Yeah. Well, the vampires are idiots, though, right?
Yeah, they're kind of like a goth metal vampires, are they?
They're like a support band for...
Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. No. They're like the support band for Fields of the Nephilim.
Give these kids a chance. It's their first time on stage. Yay.
Throw some flour on them. It's fine.
Weird, because they're the ones that make it feel 80s. There's nothing else about the film.
Yes, you're right.
You wouldn't be able to actually place it, I don't think. Apart from them, the kind of kabuki stuff as well.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, there is that aspect of it.
Yeah.
There's a certain bit about 5 minutes before the end, something like that, where it all kicks off. Like, I think they set off Eve.
Oh, we're going to full kaiju, big giant Japanese monster territory.
Kaiju territory.
Kaiju, yeah.
And it, it's beautifully done. The pace of it, suddenly it all starts to make sense, oddly. Whereas all this craziness just comes together.
Yeah, and that's the point I stopped taking notes and just stared at the screen because it's just beautiful. Yeah. And I thought, I can't also, I don't know how to put that into words on paper, but...
I mean, this is your job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Oh, dear. Yeah, that last fight scene or whatever, whatever you want to call it, it's just insanity. The melting faces, the effects.
The crescendo
just...
of the music.
Yeah.
If you want to call it that, it's like Trent Reznor on acid.
So how big a nail would you like, sir?
Quite big. Quite big. Turns out.
10 inch.
That's right.
Not quite, sir. Not quite. You've only got 8 or 10.
I'll have both in.
Okay. Can you have a 10 with an inch knocked off, please?
Yep.
Of course you can, sir. Of course you can. I'll see you around about tomorrow.
Don't forget to bring your 10.
I've only got a 9. Time! Yeah.
What is it for? They're very little. Say it again! They're very little.
And there's a giant cave Fujiwara as well. Eve bursts out of the...
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, she has... Yeah. We've leapt over the dodgy parts of this.
We have.
We should at least mention that she's raped at one point.
Yes.
And also that she's a bit young.
Yeah. Yeah. They're basically maturing a woman through machinery.
It's worth mentioning because there's a very male teenage metal sex fetish strand going through this, which obviously... I mean, it's there.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it right.
No, and that fetish stuff runs right through the Iron Man films as well.
Of course it does, yeah.
And in an insane way as well. This was just a warm-up in a sense, but it's not good. Yeah.
But, it's also transgressive cinema as well, and transgressive cinema is important in terms of pushing boundaries and saying, actually, I'm going to show you stuff that you might not want to see, or that might be a bit wrong. You know, it's like stuff like Kenny Banger,
John Waters,
stuff.
And people like that.
John Waters is a good example.
Jodorowsky, even
where they're definitely Jodorowsky.
The Midnight Movie, in its truest form,
it's the extremes of art where
you're going to feel uncomfortable.
It's important that you are pushing boundaries and making you offended.
Yeah,
it's okay to be offended. I know you are quite a lot, aren't you?
I'm offended right now.
It's your fault.
Yeah,
I know you are. I can tell. I can see your expression. Wonderfully smiling, but offended expression.
Yeah, but I have written "I'm offended" backwards on my forehead.
You have. You spelt it wrong again.
I know. It's so the ambulances can see it when I'm behind them. Yeah,
that's right. They are not going to pick you up. Oh, we're really busy tonight.
Yeah.
Should we just... Yeah, let's ignore him. He can handle himself.
It's fine.
But that's the point. Yeah. We I think it's difficult. It's like, where is the edge of this? Because actually, there was a lot of filmmakers, writers, artists who were making transgressive art where... Like, it's important for us to have.
And that stuff used to not leak into the mainstream, but like that stuff just bubbled under, whereas it doesn't seem to really come through as much anymore.
You need to get the dark web, don't you?
It's hidden. I've heard about that.
Have you?
I have, and I even looked under my laptop, but I don't know where it is.
Yeah, it's not that dark under there, though, is it?
No, I rang PC World and asked them where the button for the dark web was.
What did they say?
They gave me a thing, Control M. #Backspace.
Did you go, that's bullshit?
And then I went and tried it. If it does work. Yeah.
If you're talking about cyberpunk and like adjusting your body, this idea of a cyborg is like we're getting used to that a bit more as medicine helps us do that.
Yeah.
In the 90s, there was an Australian artist called Stellark who created sculptures that have adjusted his body to make it better.
Okay.
So he was swallow... robotic devices and all sorts of things.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just fascinating stuff, and it really reminds me, rather, this film reminded me of that kind of stuff.
Could you imagine how you would even... there's a Michael Bay remake of this, or, you know...
Luckily, he's dead.
You've just tuned into our Michael Bay special. Luckily, he's dead. Okay, sorry, our Tony Scott special. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not gone down that way. tries to think of another dead director.
John Ford.
Yeah, well, he lives on in all of us.
Back to my grave.
The zombified corpse of John Ford.
Right.
You brought me back to make a remake of this.
Didn't you what?
What's this fast cutting? The cyberpunks were on horses, yeah? I'm going back to my grave.
Perfect.
Time! Yeah! What is it good for? Nothing, actually nothing.
There's a really lovely La La song. La 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 la.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's quite sad.
The figure's tragic all the way through.
Well, he is tragic. He doesn't want that. There's some other Denshu Kozu that comes from the future telling him, you're gonna
die, basically, and pass this on.
But then tell another Denshu Kozu to...
stick a light bulb on the end of your stick.
Stick a light bulb on the end of your stick in the future as well. I mean, it's not a great destiny, is it?
No. What, will I ever go to Disney World?
Not just like that.
No, you are high enough for the rides.
They're notoriously, too high for the rides.
Yeah, while we usually have a, are you high enough? You, sir, are too high. Too high.
Far too high.
Yeah.
And then the end titles, incredible. Watercolour animation.
Oh, God. With the
people dancing with poles in their backs.
And it's sort of the redo of...
My Way, isn't it?
Yeah, My Way. It's almost like a redo of the Sid Vicious version, isn't it?
Sid Vicious version of My Way. Yeah.
Beautiful. So cool.
Absolutely beautiful.
Animated finish. Brilliant. Yeah. In a very bouncy, sing-songy...
Oh, yeah.
The animation's just bouncy, yeah. It's
and then
cool.
There's, like, intercut with a bit with Momo, with a broom handle or something in the back, just dancing around. It's that kind of lightness that... It's just wonderful. Yeah, experimental wonderfulness. Mm. And now it's time for... did we finish that? Yeah, we finished on the high, I think. I think I can cut that into rather than a joke, I can fit that into that was amazing.
Yeah, okay. You're watching it in chaos mode. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can switch it to UHD. You can...
You can do anything you like. It's not going to make a difference to the
film. You can have a grindhouse overlay, or you can switch it to chaos mode.
Chaos mode. Hey. Speaking of chaos mode...
Ooh, yeah.
And now it's time for...
I Could Run a Brick!
Start inserting your wires.
When Tinkerbell waves her wand, insert your wires.
Insert wires now. Not there. There. Seeing as you went first last week, I'll go first this
week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go for it.
Is that right?
Yeah, of course. It's Haiku Limerick.
I went limerick this
nice
week.
Okay, I do love a limerick.
I thought you would.
Go.
Oh yeah, here we go. There was a young boy called Hakiri, who the vampires beat up severely, but with a rod up his back he goes into attack. I am Denshu Kozo, now fear me.
Nice. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry.
No.
I need to rein it in a bit?
Yeah, you need to be less good.
Oh. I mean, usually that's not a problem.
But I'm just, the lull of the limerick is soothing in itself.
Yeah. I know, you've fallen asleep. Wake up.
Yeah, no, in a good way. It's a happy sleep. Look up.
Look up.
Okay. Okay.
So what have you got for this week?
So this week I've decided to go haiku.
Have you?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Honouring the thing of the thing.
The form, yeah.
That's the one, yeah. Well, you can chaos mode it and just cut it up.
Oh, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's more editing.
Depends what's going to fall out of your face, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Or you can just insert kind of screaming techno over the top of it or something.
Or wires.
Screaming wires, yeah.
Screaming
live tonight at the Roundhouse.
That's right.
No, you're not going to see the Screaming Wires.
I don't want to go see the Screaming Wires. Mom.
I bet they're not
even dressed up and everything.
You can take that lipstick off, young man.
Yeah, that's right. It's not on your lips either, is it?
No, it's not. I don't even know you can see it, Mum.
My trousers are pulled right up.
That's the problem, love.
I prefer you go at Sigua.
And we're on down at the Empire. There we go.
Yeah, mothers will never understand, will they?
Oh, God, yeah, no.
My favourite band.
Even though, you know, they were there once, they were the same.
That's right. You've got to take those moments, though, as a child.
Yeah, sneaking out to see the Screaming Wires. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. You know, if you get inserted, so be it. That's a life lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we've said, there's nothing wrong in being offended.
Exactly. So now for your poem.
Now for my poem. Okay. Black clouds in the sky. Robot Eve sucks on a tube. Goth vampires melting.
Ooh. Descriptive.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I'd forgotten about the sucking on the tube thing. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's too many visual things in this. It felt like you could have written a 7,000 line haiku just with the things.
7,000 line haiku. Oh
just trying to put into 5-7 the things that you're seeing on screen.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think you've chosen a good selection.
Yeah, I tried to.
I think that's good. I think it's like if you're trying to describe the indescribable.
It's the beginning, middle, and end of the film. That's what exactly. I've done. It's just, it makes as much sense as the film, even though the film makes sense.
Exactly. More even.
Oh, bless
you. It's got a structure. Of a sort.
That's because I'm now technically a professional poet.
That's right. I mean, we've written more poetry than most people on this planet, sir.
That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do we get a medal?
No.
No.
Simon Armitage. I can do poetry and stuff. Haiku and lyrics, mate. Come on. Mm-hmm. Based on Japanese 80s cyberpunk films. Come on, Simon.
No.
Come on.
Stop doing your social injustice.
Wanker.
Give people what they want.
That's an out. Wanker. Social justice.
Wanker.
Oi, Simon. I'm not going to bleep that. I'm not going to bleep it. No.
Because we is cyberpunk.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't care.
That's what we are.
One more listener, even if it's the police.
We'll edit what we want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Insert your wires now, sirs.
Insert your wires.
Insert your wires now, my lovelies.
Black leather, crash, crash, crash. Black leather, kill, kill, kill. I got that feeling, black leather rock.
Do you want me to go back to theatre piece?
That's a euphemism.
I'm just practicing.
Yes, I do.
I'm just practicing scrolling up and scrolling down silently.